Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Oh, yes, looking forward to tomorrow's live broadcast, smoking some cigars. You can't do that here in the studio. They frown upon that. We've tried, and they frown upon it every single time. So we get to bust out of the studio, go and smoke some cigars. A little bit later on, by the way, I've got two pair of tickets to give away to the 8th Annual Operation Hope Banquet this year featuring Dr. Ben Carson here in Lubbock. This is tomorrow night. I've got two pair of tickets that we'll be giving away on the show today. Joining us right now on the phone, somewhere located not in Lubbock right now, somewhere in the United States, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas, joining me right now, Brandon Darby. Brandon, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me on. I'm in D.C. right now, and I'm about to be in North Carolina.
You're just all over the place.
Conservative Leadership Conference, and then I will be back in Texas.
Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on today. You know, we've been taking a look at some of the top stories with you every week that Breitbart Texas has been taking a look at. Today, the top story today, again, another border issue, and this is one of the areas that Breitbart Texas it seems has been focusing quite a bit lately on some of the border issues, mainly because, as we've talked about in previous discussions, people just aren't paying attention out there.
Well, I think people aren't paying attention, and I think it kind of goes back to media strategy, really, because what happens is you have groups who only focus on border issues, and that attracts a limited number of people. So what we try to do is we really try to take these issues and mix them in with our other coverage. You know, like right now on our front page, we have a piece that was actually written by you about the Lubbock Performing Arts Center raising $47 million. I think that's a very interesting thing that's going to appeal to some people. And we have another Texas deputy constable was attacked in Corpus Christi, and he dies from his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
We have an issue most people probably know at this point, but it passed the appellate court, and Texas, the protections that Texas passed for women and for unborn children, they held up. And so we have some stuff about that, and just different things on the site. But yeah, the border issue really is a situation where, as Texans and I think Lubbockians, people in Lubbock might not realize it yet, but I think Texans and the larger cities towards the southeast realize it, is that national Democratic dollars are coming into the state. And one of the collateral damage in that is that the national campaign, the disgust that left of center people have towards Border Patrol agents, because you got to remember, a lot of these people don't even believe we should have a border, or they don't believe there should be any Border Patrol or any ICE, Customs and Immigration. A lot of the disgust and their attacks on Border Patrol agents is really manifesting in the state of Texas right now, and Border Patrol agents are being smeared really badly. So we feel it's an obligation we have to men and women in law enforcement to make sure that Texans realize what kind of forces are mobilized against the men and women in Texas who serve in law enforcement.
Visiting with Brandon Darby, Managing Director over at Breitbart Texas. You've obviously, and Breitbart Texas has obviously been covering this equal pay news that's been coming out, the Wendy Davis campaign hitting this. Nationally, Democrats starting to pick up the ball on this as well. But is this issue, equal pay in Texas, have you seen it catching any fire whatsoever, or is this an issue where Wendy Davis and the Democrats are just swinging because they have nothing else to run on right now?
Well, you know, if I were a Democrat right now, and with the failures of Obamacare and the other failures of that were going on in my party, having, you know, in particular, having a very prominent, outspoken California Democrat who just an anti-gun Democrat, an anti-NRA Democrat, who was just busted for allegedly being involved in an arms scheme with a Chinese, can't make this stuff up, with a guy who's suspected of being a Chinese triad or a Chinese gangster involving Islamic militants. I mean, if I had these problems in my party right now, I'd want to talk about something like equal pay as well.
Right.
I would want to get the conversation off of the failures of our party, off of Detroit, off of these, you know, off of the fact that Texas, the welfare numbers in Texas continue to go down more so than the national average, while the numbers in California increase. So I'd want to talk about anything I could to get that attention off, and I think that's a lot of what we're seeing.
Yeah,
I think that's what's happening with the equal pay deal. First, I don't think there's a very large discrepancy. That's debatable. And secondly, there are already federal laws that allow people, if they're not receiving equal pay, to sue. So you know, when you take into effect, and I'm not trying to, you know, you look at the issue with trial lawyers in the state of Texas, okay? The Trial Lawyers Association, they tried desperately to get their claws into the Republican Party. You look at the issue with Joe Poole Jr. trying to sue his way onto the ballot with money from the Trial Lawyers Association. You know, you look at these issues and you go, okay, the Trial Lawyers Association failed in the primaries. Like, all of the more conservative candidates primarily won, except for a couple of races. The left-leaning Republicans and the moderate Democrats absolutely failed to get a hold on the Republican Party in Texas. And so this is a way for them to say, like, hey, one of the things we want is we want more abilities and more avenues to sue people. They already have the avenue to sue if there's discrimination and equal pay, and unequal pay. They already have that. So I think it's just it's a bit of a farce, and I think it's a bit of a stretch. And, if I were them, I'd do the same thing. If I were failing that badly, and if my world look and my policies were causing the damage across the country that their policies are causing, if the half of the border counties didn't vote for me and didn't vote for the Democratic Party choice because how disgusting they are about late term abortion, you know, I'd probably want to shift the conversation too.
Yeah, absolutely. Visiting with Brandon Darby. We have just a few minutes left with him. Brandon, I think one of the more interesting stories right now that was posted, I believe it went up yesterday, it was from Logan Churchwell, about the UT professor suing to study the human rights impact of a border fence.
That's right. It's the human rights impact of a border fence. And so, you know, interesting to note, you know, we had a piece the day before about a massive stash house that was found in Houston, Texas. And it involved illegal immigrants. Everyone in it was an illegal immigrant, but the people running it were also illegal immigrants. And I wouldn't call them illegal aliens because they weren't here to immigrate. They were here to exploit other people. And what happened in that case, and I'm going to get back to the point here, what happened in that case were these people, their families paid a bunch of money, $5,000 or more, to get the relatives into the U.S. Once the relatives got into the U.S., people held them at gunpoint and said, okay, well, your relatives are going to pay us $13,000 more or else they're never going to see you again. And so this, when we talk about the human impact and the human rights impact of a border fence, let's talk about the human rights impact of not having one. Let's talk about the human rights impact of not having border security. So yeah, we're covering that issue. But for some reason, leftist-center Americans and leftist-center Texans and liberal Texans, they just can't wrap their head around that all of these atrocities and these horrors that we're seeing across the state against illegal immigrants and against U.S. citizens from some illegal immigrants, this is a result. This is the human rights impact of not having border security.
Yeah. Brandon Darby, Managing Director, Breitbart, Texas. Go to Breitbart.com, click on Breitbart, Texas. You can follow Breitbart Texas on Twitter and Brandon Darby as well. Brandon, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.